the really smart people aren't necessarily the most successful people. And it's because they overanalyze everything. And then on the other end, like really dumb people obviously aren't successful either because they can't figure shit out, right? So it's that middle path of the person who's dumb enough to try something and just be like, hey, I hope it works. We are leaving a huge demographic of people out that are struggling with mental health. And the current situation, the current people aren't really doing anything. They're doing something, but they're not doing what we need because things are getting worse. If we can look at our thoughts and realize which thoughts are creating positive emotions in our lives and which thoughts are disempowering and creating negative emotions in our lives, we can choose which one we want to be around.
This is Vibe Science, a top 100 wellness podcast presented by the Radcast Network, breaking wellness barriers and making health truly personal. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hello and welcome to Vibe Science. I'm Ryan Alford, your co-host. Joined, as always, my good friend, my business partner, Chris Hansen. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Ryan? How you doing today, dog?
Hey, man, if it was any better, it'd be illegal. And I'm only high on my own supply of energy.
So and maybe good, that energy man. Drink.
I've had three today, baby. I'm good. I'm in a good spot. I'm pumped, though. We got Joe Legovin joining us. What's up, Joe?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man, I'm good. You know, doing the podcast thing, getting to talk, getting about, you know, hey, we're spreading the word. It's mind, body, energy. If you want complete whole wellness. And I know you've been through a lot of that yourself, Joe. So we're pumped to have you coming to us from Colorado.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got all the whole map covered today. South Carolina, Florida, and Colorado.
Heck yeah.
What's cooking, brother?
So yeah, dude, I'm happy to be on. And that's what's cool about, I'm sure you guys can resonate this, is when you talk about these things, you know, whether it's wellness or mindset, you end up healing yourself in the process, right? Like you end up helping yourself in the process. So, you know, a little bit about my background, I got into the business world and had some success in there. And then, you know, started kind of struggling mentally. Like I think a lot of business guys do, because it's that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Like you get to a certain point, you're like, well, shit, I got my ego stuff satisfied. I got my money, you know? And then they're like, well, what the fuck was the point, right? Because you know that it's something more, something higher. And that's what's cool is I think there's a lot of guys who are reaching self-actualization that are starting to think deeper and starting to put out great content and then, you know, heal themselves in the process. And, you know, as you guys are fully aware, we're in a world where a lot of people are struggling. You know, a lot of people are suffering out there. And we're also in a world where we're on the precipice of a lot of people healing each other. And that didn't used to be the case, right? It used to be there was one guy who would heal the town, right? That was like the guy with the credentials, or there was one preacher.
So guys, when you start a new business, it can be overwhelming. Whether it's a wellness brand, a product you believe in, or even launching a podcast like this one, suddenly you're responsible for everything. The product, the brand, the website, the logistics, all of it. That's why having the right platform behind you makes such a big difference. For a lot of founders and entrepreneurs, that platform is Shopify. Shopify powers millions of businesses around the world and about 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from well-known brands to people launching their very first product. One thing I like is how much it helps me simplify the process. Design your online store with ready-to-use templates that make your brand look polished right away. Shopify also has built-in AI tools that can write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance product photos, which saves founders a ton of time. If you ever hit a wall trying to figure something out, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help you keep moving. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/vibe. That's shopify.com/VIBE. Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody that knows me knows I am an energy and caffeine guy. I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to caffeine. I want it to work, and I want it to taste good without a bunch of extra nonsense. That's why I've been using the Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. The flavor is clean, fruity, and surprisingly good. Kind of like a classic candy taste, but without the guilt. It's a zero sugar option that actually satisfies when you want something sweet. And Fruity Rainbow is just one option. 5-Hour Energy has 17 different tasty caffeine flavors, so there's a lot to choose from depending on what you're in the mood for. What I really appreciate is how simple it is. A lot of flavor, but in a small 2-ounce bottle. It's easy to keep in the bag, the car, or even at the office without carrying around a bulky drink. Fruity Rainbow happens to be my current favorite, but the full lineup is solid. If you're looking to change up your caffeine routine, get candy-flavored chaos with Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Available online at 5hourenergy.com or Amazon.
I would talk about, you know, your mindset, and that was the guy with the credentials. Now we're in this world where it's starting to become more holographic, where people can reach out to each other and help each other in a big way. And it's, you know, we're in such an amazing time. And I really commend you guys for being a part of that, because I think in 100 years, the type of stuff that we're talking about now and doing now as far as a person-to-person help is just going to be ubiquitous. It's going to be everywhere, you know.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Coming out the gate hot.
Yeah. Yes. And, but it is a really interesting, and I love that you talk about the positive side of it, because that's what we want to do. We're trying to spread like the positive vibes and the word, like, but it is a strange place because we've never had more information at our fingertips, and we've never been seemingly as connected with social media.
Right.
But yet, like you said, we got a lot of people, and especially a lot of men, struggling.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, our goal with this show, I mean, is to be a beacon for that, but trying to make it actionable for people. And you know, I'd love to know your perspective on Joe, like how we take information and connectivity and turn it into like real change.
Right. No, 100%. And that is one of the, I wouldn't say issues, it's just part of our growing pains of having so much information at our fingertips, is we have the potential to agree on opinions and then get our opinions validated by other people who are in that same mindset, which is a great thing. There's nothing wrong with that, right? We are getting so much information poured on us, and it's a great time to really formulate a logical opinion about life, about reality, about whatever. But there also needs to come a point where we're connecting on just being human, like our human existence. Like, I was born, I'm going to die, right? Like, I'm going to go through breakups. I'm going to go through suffering. I'm going to go through pain of losing people I love. And being able to connect on those levels, because I'll put out something on my Instagram a lot, is what are you struggling with? And I'll get a ton of different, you know, people in there. And one of the biggest things is, I feel alone. I feel lonely. I don't feel connected. And man, we know like what that does for people mentally, right? And it's not always about being around a ton of people. It's more being about people around people who you can relate to, you know, and relate on a human level. And what I've seen is, because we've become so opinionated in our now understanding of things, we're starting to disconnect from each other in such a huge way that we're almost forgetting the human level, right? Like, and I was thinking, so I do jail thing where I go down and talk to the inmates in the jail and stuff. I've been doing that for like 15 years. Wow. And then I talk to business owners, because I have like a marketing agency, you know, I help them with branding, those type of things. And I talk to my coaching clients. So the array of opinions is so freaking vast. Like, and perceptions on life is so vast. And it's funny, because on my way home, I was like, this thought just came to me last night, you know, and I'm always trying to open myself up to higher levels of thinking and challenge my thinking. And I was like, what if at the end of my life, my opinions didn't really like put any score on my soul scoreboard? Like, what if the only thing that mattered was how I connected and healed and helped other people? What if those were the only slam dunks I had in life? And the other things were just kind of like, you know, there, but they almost disappear in a sense. And so my focus has really been on connecting people on the areas that they can connect on, you know, and maybe not focus so much on the separation ideals, which I know is definitely different than kind of where we're at right now. But I've always been a little contrarian in that way, you know.
No, I think you're 100% right. I think everything's gotten so black and white when in reality, it's really a lot of gray in some area. A lot of the issues, not all of them. There's some that I'm not going to ever fold on,
sure.
but I can admit and be open-minded enough to know that we can advance as a society and live in a world of polarity with fighting over every individual difference. It will just right. never work. And
yeah.
I have to be able to be accepting of other opinions and other things, even while keeping your own values. So I think you're spot on there. And as you were talking, it made me think too, like back to the whole knowledge and how out there it is. Mm-hmm. I think we need like a day of action. Like,
yes,
because I think what happens is, and this is what I don't want, like, you know, we've got a show that does this. We're giving all this knowledge, all this stuff away. You're constantly a sponge for the knowledge, but we need like right. a day of application of everything you've learned. Yeah. Or like a week, right. you know, because mm-hmm. yep. I don't know how you've experienced this, Joe, but like, you know, the guys and the girls that get on the buzz of going to the conferences and going to all the stuff and
yep.
taking the courses and doing all the stuff. And man, they know more than anything and they watch more content, but they don't leave enough time to apply it.
Right. Right. And no, I would agree 100%. And almost to the same point there, it's like all our knowledge means nothing if we're not actually, you know, acting on it. And it's funny, I remember reading somewhere that there's a spectrum of success in life where the really smart people aren't necessarily the most successful people. And it's because they overanalyze everything. And then on the other end, like really dumb people obviously aren't successful either because they can't figure shit out, right? So it's that middle path of the person who's dumb enough to try something and just be like, hey, I hope it works. Cause I've got a really close friend like that. And he is so damn smart. And anytime we're like ready to start a new business venture, he will investigate it for like 9 years before we can do it. And by then I've done it, failed, started a new business. You know what I mean? And so, and I try to learn from that in a sense. And, but on my end of the spectrum, I kind of go in like a bowl of the China shop and it's served me well because I do have some self-awareness where I try not to screw myself over a lot, but I have made some pretty rash decisions. And it's probably based on there is an aspect of my mind that isn't overanalyzing and isn't trying to figure out every single conference, like you're saying there, and just to actually get, you know, wheels on the road and start moving, you know?
I know. And I know talking to Joe LeGolvin. Joe, I know PT during the day, and then you're doing a lot of mindset coaching, fitness coaching. Do these worlds blend at any places, or are they disparate?
Absolutely. No, yeah. I think everything blends, right? Like,
yeah.
This is what's cool, and you could probably attest to this when you're doing the brand stuff, right? Is we grew up in a time where if you were an accountant, that's what you did, right? That was your deal. And people were like, oh, they were okay with that, but there was a high level of dissatisfaction in people's lives. And it's almost a sense of like, okay, I go and I punch the numbers like my favorite movie of all is like Office Space, right? Like where he went to the office and he was just so freaking jaded, you know?
TPS reports.
TPS, yeah, exactly. And what's cool is with branding, and I talked to this about my, you know, I work with mortgage guys or with real estate guys or all across the board. I'm like, people will buy from you when they know what barbecue sauce you use in your house. Like the weirdest shit, right? Because because people want to know you're a human being. Mm-hmm. And human beings aren't just a mortgage guy, right? Like human beings have families. They have spiritual lives. They have personal lives. They have workout lives. And exposing every aspect of that. And that's what's cool about the world we're in is we get to be human beings on here and build our own personal brands around what makes us, you know, alive. And so it's very hard to compartmentalize these things. You know, like if I'm working with somebody in a rehab facility and I'm watching that they are 50 years old and they look 90 years old because they took horrible care of themselves. Or I'm working with one of my clients who's, you know, 400 pounds or something, and I'm watching the same thing. It's very hard to not take these ideas and see them everywhere, you know, in your life. And then, of course, bring it back to myself and think of, you know, I may not struggle with weight or I may not struggle with certain things, but I definitely struggle with others. And to look at those things with the same mindset and be like, man, I, you know, what is the thing that is holding me back? in my own life, in my own walk, and, you know, a little bit about what kind of pushed me into this. And this is, again, the bull in the china shop moment for me was about 10 years ago, my sister took her own life. Overdose, took her own life. And it was crazy because she was in every single westernized mental health thing that you possibly could be on. And on like 9 different drugs, right? Like theoretically, she should have been the happiest person alive.
Yeah. Right.
Should have been crushing it, you know?
Yeah, if everything was doing what it was supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so there was a point in my life where I'm like, man, we are leaving a huge demographic of people out that are struggling with mental health. And the current situation, the current people aren't really doing anything. They're doing something, but they're not doing what we need because things are getting worse. Like, right. I'm very open to those type of things. I'm not like anti, like you said, I'm not anti-Western medicine. But I do think we are leaving a huge hole that is not being fulfilled. And so for me, it's like, man, I'm going to learn every cert I can on this. And I'm going to see if I can help people. And it was wild because it started happening. And then in the process, I was able to start to help myself as well. Because of course, growing up, you know, I had my own struggles as well. And so that was kind of, again, me just trying things, seeing what worked, and then sharing those things after they did work on my own life.
Yeah. Well, number one, I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm very sorry for your loss that you went through there. I can only imagine. I have an older sister that I'm very close with and can't even imagine. Yeah. And so mental health is underappreciated it's become more and more aware, but I think underappreciated the impact that it's having on everything in our society. And
right. You
can't treat it with a Band-Aid, and it's not visible at all times. It's underlying. And, you know, it's really easy if you go to the doctor and you've got a cold or you have, you know, you have these symptoms to know what it is. And I know they have a similar thing with like mental health, of course. Yeah. Prozac and Zoloft or whatever. But let's be honest, those are bad. Like, those are like the non-waterproof Band-Aids in the ocean. You know, they fall off or they don't work, I don't think. Yes. You know, or they're masking. Agreed. Like, you know, like, and that's sort of, I think, what we're trying to do with this show is try to open minds to some things aren't even that complex, like breathing right, going and walking in nature, taking time for yoga and like whatever it might be. But I'm not saying that's going to cure all mental health. But we need to be talking about both taboo and non-taboo ways that can and should be considered in treating mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's making me think of the ketamine treatment I just did and I had some pushback on that. I think you probably saw that, Joe, on my Instagram. But
yeah, I did.
Like you, like my history is addiction, depression, anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like you were, and I've had plenty of friends not make it where my goal is to help people, empower people. And it's funny because the ketamine, for example, is taboo, right? A lot of, especially like my family's like, that's crazy. And I'm like, look at the research, right? Like if I can be an example, and I've already had friends reach out to me, one of them really bad PTSD from an auto accident. I've been trying to get him therapy, anything for 12 years.
Yeah.
Last week, you saw that video. He booked an appointment to go to a clinic.
Hell yeah.
Sit with someone. So I'm like, dude, if that's the only win I got from that, that's the win. It's demystifying the mystery where we all can agree modern medicine to some degree in mental health, it's not working. The solutions aren't providing the relief people need. So yeah, I think like Ryan said, a big part of this show, even what you said, because I saw another video of a guy yesterday, actually, young dude. He goes, I'm getting up at 5 a.m., running, I'm doing the ice plunges, and I'm still depressed. Like, now what? You know, so it's like, I think sometimes we discount real mental health, especially with men, right?
Yeah.
Depression, anxiety is like, just get the fuck up and do this. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But dude, there's people real shit, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where, like, you know, when you get this pushback where I looked at it, you know, and I didn't necessarily do that because I was feeling depressed. It was really, it's a friend and they offered, hey, come in and try this. But it's like, all right, guys, we know the current system does not work at all. Right. So why are we so closed off to these new expanding ideas? But even keeping it simple, like you said, run, exercise, drink more water. Yeah.
Huh. Sure. And those are all great points. And I run into that too, right? Where it's like a lot of the things we will prescribe for mental health are the simplest things. Like you said, like, okay, drink water, breathe right. And these are all great, or even ice, you know, do something difficult, yeah. You know, these type of things. A lot of times, and this is where I'll want to come with almost like, because again, I don't want to just be redundant here, because I'm sure you guys have heard this and those things I agree with 100%. And to offer almost like a different take on it a little bit, what I've learned is like, because I'm I do cognitive behavioral therapy, right? And that's just a fancy way of saying our thoughts create our emotions. And if we can look at our thoughts and realize which thoughts are creating positive emotions in our lives and which thoughts are disempowering and creating negative emotions in our lives, we can choose which one we want to be around, right? Like, and it's funny because when we say, like you were saying, mental health is everything. Like it's literally all over the place. And I would even say, like, from a spiritual perspective, right? Like our entire world is mental. Like we are literally living in a mental world. Like, you know, the phone you're seeing right now, what you're hearing right now, all of this is being processed by our mind. Every single aspect of our life is being processed by our mind. And so when we say, like, it's almost like we put mental health on the shelf. And I think that's what the Western medicine has done and says, okay, here's your mental health. Here's you having a cold. Here's this, here's that. And these are all different compartmentalized, not realizing that our mental health is literally our life. Like it's literally how we experience reality.
I just sitting here thinking, like, and you're talking and the whole positive thinking, like that's, you know, we're being conditioned with all the negative and all the polarizing stuff. But then I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know, when you go to the doctor, like your whole life, and you know, think about how things have evolved. Everything's evolved. Cars have evolved, technology's evolved, computers, AI, all this stuff. But going to the doctor and how that's experienced. So the doctor makes you well, right? If you're sick.
Theoretically,
yeah, the doctor makes you well. Mm-hmm. But we've created a system with insurance and everything else that they got to get you in and get you out fast as possible. There's no real relationship anymore. I mean, very little. Right. Hey, how's the kids? How are things going? Good, 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 great, great. How do you feel? How are you? All right, good. Here you go. Here's your script. We really should be rethinking, like, and even the training for doctors. I'm not saying that they all need to be therapists, but we can all admit that mental health and wellness as a whole is equally body and mind, if you have any sense in the world. And I think we should be rethinking healthcare and, like, treating the entire, I mean, the experience, like, hey, how are you? Like, how are your thoughts today? When's the last time has a doctor ever asked you that? Like, how's your mind? Is your arm still hurting? Is that, you know, arthritis in your foot where you dropped that kettlebell 10 years ago? Yeah, it's good. Thanks, doc. Appreciate it. But no, how's work and how's your mind? No, you won't ever hear that. When that is half of the equation, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, so when are we going to evolve that experience in training doctors to treat the mind and the body?
I mean, let's treat doctors on just exercise and nutrition to start.
Yeah.
You don't even get schooled on that.
No.
Which is now sounds insane.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right. When that's the foundation of everything.
I said, like, how's your workouts? Like, the doctor should say, how's your workouts? How's your mind? And then how's your body? Yeah. Right.
Right. 100%. No, you're so right. And that's what's cool about the world we're in is, you know, there are a lot of things that we know inherently are wrong with our system right now. And we're coming to a point in our lives as human beings where we're getting so fed up that we are starting to take the power back into our own hands. Yeah. And what's cool about that is we are, again, on the precipice of this. We are really starting to see this where guys like us, where we're saying, like, this is broke. I may not be able to lobby, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to get my opinion across to the government, but I can also circumvent this whole system and start touching people's lives personally with the invention of the internet, right? With the invention of us appearing on each other's phones all across the world. And that's where I think the personal empowerment is really coming.
To your exact point, Joe, we can't wait for the system to catch up. We need to empower ourselves, and you got to take your own reins. You know, like, I want the system to be better, but we're not waiting around for it. And
yeah,
Chris and I have had this conversation too. Like, and we've gotten judged for it, you know, because again, I think of, you know, the Maroon 5 song, She Will Be Loved. You will be judged instead of she will be loved. Be ready for it, because if you do get into it, you will be judged. But we don't care because, you know, it's like, okay, well, we have this show and we're sort of like trying to empower people to live better and to like to know all these modalities and different things across both sides. Well, Chris didn't Ryan have a beer last weekend? Like, but right, like yeah, that we're going to be perfect because we have a health and wellness show, you know, like,
exactly.
It's like, okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Dude. And that's such a valid point. And I think that's the biggest thing that does hold people back. Right. When I'm first working with somebody and I'm like, for example, if I work with like a real estate agent and it's like a mom and she went through postpartum, and I'm like, and she wants to create her brand online about, you know, real estate and everything. I'm like, you got to talk about your postpartum experience.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. You know, and she starts getting like hyped on it. I'm like, what are the things that worked for you? What made you better? And she's got very simple things like go out, get sun, go for a walk. You know, but I was like, this is a great message. Like, you'll bring a lot of people in. But I could tell there was this sense of that came on her. What are people going to think of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, again, that idea of, who am I, right? That seems very humble, but really that's the ego. That is the ego in its purest form. And that's that. I appreciate that because what you had said, because you will be judged. There has to come a point where our message is bigger than our fear of judgment.
Yes.
And our mission here is bigger than our fear of judgment. And the people who have transcended their ego to that degree, people will almost think you have a bigger ego. That's what's funny. Like, people absolutely are like, oh, who the fuck you're does this right, guy think bro.
100%.
But in reality,
that's what I get the most. Yeah.
Yeah. You're up there fucking getting crucified because you got a good message. You know what I mean? And people are just.
And I'm not scared to share it. You know?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
I was always
and
hesitant.
So I think we need to. Our society is so judgmental, right? Like, people just love to watch heroes fall. And it's very difficult to find a hero in this society, right? Because. Did you know that right now there's a website that dogs Mother Teresa? It's like a huge website and they have all these like data points of how Mother Teresa sucked and like how she didn't give as much money away. Like, and part of that is the social media, right? Like, we're going to find stuff in each other. I've got issues. I've got skeletons, right? Like, yeah. I try to be as upfront about those things as possible because, again, like you said, I can't be, if I'm thinking I have to be perfect to share something that worked for me, I'm never going to share it because I'm going to wait my whole life for that, you know?
Yeah. If I was going to wait until I had it all figured out or was living in perfection, then I would never be able to speak, period. You know, like, I you have to get over that one in a hurry. And I mean, and I think we all struggle with it. I'll think about it. It's so funny you brought that up, Joe, like the wife thing, you know, like I could be, you know, in a bad week or a bad season with my wife over something. And I'll feel like a fraud, like trying to tell someone else, like, you know, like something motivating or whatever, because like, well, my house isn't in perfect order, you know? So it's like, I want to be human. I've been honest about it, but it doesn't change my convictions in knowing what can help people and trying to share that. And, you know, I use this statement a lot. Like, I like to say these things because I like to eat my own dog food, take my own advice. That's what that means. But like, if I talk about it, it kind of makes me more accountable to it, even if I'm not perfect every day.
No, 100%, 100%. It is such a beneficial thing to do that, to explain it so that you can help yourself in the process, you know, but I love that, man. And that's one of the things too. It's like, we want to come out there and we want to speak, we want to teach, because we have the intention of helping other people. Yeah. And we've seen what has happened when we put people on pedestals, right? Like we've done it with our politicians. We've done it with our doctors,
celebrities, with our
clergymen, like shit, you know, the Catholic Church, we've done it to them. We're like, oh, these guys are the priests. They got it figured out. Yeah. Well, wait a second.
They're good guys. Nope. We can trust them. They're good guys. Yeah. I don't know him, but he looks trustworthy. The new city's a good guy.
He's got a robot. It's just you go ahead with him.
He's a priest. You know, obviously, he's good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Vatican is.
I can put a suit on and look like a lawyer, but that doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. So there has to be that level of knowing nobody's perfect. And I think the person that thinks he is the person that is guaranteed to do some harm to others, you know, because he's going to be in that God mode where he thinks he's got it all together. And all I know is I just have to have the intention of helping the person across the screen from me. And if I do that well, it's almost like I was saying earlier, like all that other stuff goes away, because I think that's the score on the scoreboard. At the end of our lives, like if we have like a life review or whatever you believe in, and we look through it, like those are the points that we're going to be like, yeah, I did it. You know what I mean? Like that's a success, not like what was going on, not me being perfect individual or whatever. Like it's going to be the moments where I reached across and tried to help somebody else in the best way I knew how at that moment, you know?
Joe, I feel like we could talk a long time.
No, this has
maybe
been great.
Yeah. As we close down here, you know, both, you know, giving a few plugs for how to reach you, but also maybe a couple minutes, just how you're helping people, what you're doing specifically online combined with some of those plugs.
Yeah, man. So you can reach out on Instagram. And my big thing is just like people who resonate with me, I feel like everybody's going to resonate with a different message because they probably, some people need different people at different times, you know?
Yeah.
And if you are struggling mentally, one of the big things I do is we go through your thought system. And we kind of analyze it. And we don't say, like, this is a good thought, this is a bad thought. We're not, like, judging your thoughts. But we look at it, is this a productive thought or is this an unproductive thought? Is this something that is actually empowering you or is this something that's disempowering you? Is this something that is causing, you know, guilt and shame or is this something that is causing lessons and growth, right? Because, for example, if you're beating yourself up all day long and stuck in guilt, I feel like that's a really, like, when we look at the root of addiction, if you go down to the very root of it, a lot of times it's some form of guilt, some sort of a self-hatred that's underlying that. And if you can look at that and be like, it's okay to learn from our lessons, but we're not here to beat ourselves up, because when you do that, you end up, you know, feeling terrible. So you're trying to look for a higher vibration. You know, you're trying to look for something to take you out of this terrible feeling. So really going through the thoughts and just trying to give a little perspective on it. And again, like, even if you're not spiritual, if you just have a straight scientific understanding of reality, which is energy is never created nor destroyed, only transformed. Mm-hmm. And all that means is we are eternal energy having a temporary, we're manifesting temporary as a body right now. And that's science. That's like, that's the basis of our reality, is that eternal energy is manifesting temporarily as a form. Like there's, even if you have no spiritual background, that you can't get around the scientific fact of the laws of physics, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you just have even that understanding of life, it will shift your perspective so dramatically that the way you see things, the way you interpret things, and therefore the way your emotions respond to things is going to be so vastly different. So that's kind of the work I like to do. You can find me on Instagram. We can talk. We can chat about things and just find out what are those thoughts that are bugging you. What are the areas in your life that are not necessarily helping you? And we can see if there's a better way.
Joe, really appreciate you, man. There's an authenticity that's real with you. And
thank you,
really
bro.
Appreciate your energy and everything you're doing that's positive.
You guys as well. You guys as well.
Hey, you guys know where to find us, vibescience.media. You'll find the highlight clips, links to Joe's material, and always the social media channels for Chris and I. For Chris Hansen in Miami, I'm Ryan Alford. We'll see you next time. On Vibe Science.
The content discussed on this show is provided for reference and educational purposes. The content is not an attempt to practice medicine or provide specific medical advice. Always consult your personal physician for medical advice and proper diagnosis.
Thanks for listening. This is Vibe Science. To learn more or watch full episodes, visit vibescientepodcast.com. Here's to discovering your highest vibe.